I had the best pack of deerhounds, I guess, wasn't in Louisiana back when I was growing up. And we ran the deer with dogs and tried to cut them off on a horse and shoot them and ride all day, many a day, and don't get to see nothing, just listen to the dogs running. I used to have an old horse that I could ride him through the woods and stop him and listen for the dog, and he'd throw his ears far and he'd hear him just like me, and I didn't have to guide him to go to those dogs. Named Tucker. He was a good old.
That's one
of the what?
Swam Bear Lake on
him? Oh yeah, I swam Bear Lake on him 50 times. There ain't nobody ever jumped a horse Bear Lake with me.
How wide is it?
Oh, it's about 75 to 100 yards wide and 20 or 30 feet deep. Well, I wouldn't go way around him. Don't cross the deer cross, I'd go cross too.
How
did it? Huh? Just stood up in the saddle. Hold my legs up. He was one of these horses that swam high. You wouldn't get wet.
Good, good. Well, there, I would have doubted you
would
tell you that horse
about that.
That is a great horse.
No.
Just like
his being
riding.
Mama used to like to ride him. Then I had him up.
Mama rode
the horse. Oh, she used to ride when we first got married, first 4 or 5 years. Mama rode me all every morning and every evening.
I had to stop from the
children,
but I did have almost 5 years.
You still rode a horse in the place up hill?
Oh, we quit riding the horse around the place about 30 years ago, I guess. Went to farming more than a pickup. We rode a horse till then. My wife rode with me, she says, for about 4.5 years before we started having children. We might have 5 years before we were married before we had children.
Yeah.
Then we up had 9. We got 3 boys and 6 girls.
Was there a place in town where you would... Did you pick the horses yourself, or,
The feet?
Yeah.
No, there was, way back in old days, best saddle did we ever shoe horses. Now these kids think they got to be shoed every time they ride. We didn't keep horses shoed. We had a blacksmith on the place, though, that could shoe them when necessary. We had a colored blacksmith that, he kept, the plow tools sharp. Had to sharpen them and keep them and beat out, and he'd make the shoes, and shoot off.
Where did they have those keep the tools sharp around here? Did they have, what sort of tools did they use? Do you remember any old times? Like the things that go around?
Grindstones? Yeah, we had grindstones. And grindstones to sharp the axes on, sharpen the what we call go devil, the ties of blades to cut the brush and bushes with. And then you heat the points, the plow points, and beat them out on an anvil. And then you'd run them across that just to get the edge off of them. But and then later we had electric grindstones. We got rid of the old hand. And then you had a forge that you crank by hand, or pump with your foot like this one, to make the charcoal burn.
Did your daddy shave with a straight razor?
Yes, sir. So did I, till I was out of college. Man, I just love shave with a straight razor. Got on a leather thing and on a quit rock. Yeah, and the colored folks back in the olden days, they didn't think they'd live until they'd gotten at least one or two razor cuts, by another one. And there's always fighting and that kind of stuff. And they, colored people love to be able to show their scars, get where they've been cut. There's a lot of them still do.
Yeah.
And you can ask a lot of colored people, do they wish they were white? And they'll say no. They'll say why? They'll say just because you ain't never been a colored boy on Saturday night. And that's the truth, boy. They love it. They love it.
They call each other if they got mad at each other.
Just what they don't want you to call them now. And from some other prefixes on top of that. SBs and this, so forth and so on. And
now, did they have names for white people? Did you hear?
I guess they did, but they never did call a white man a bad name out in public because they were scared to back in those days.